Hi there. Yes, it's me again, and it's Diet, Health and Fitness for the final time. Oh. But we're fine because Christmas is coming. Yay! So Ben Calder's still here and Kim Patel has joined us. Say hello.
Hello.
Kim Patel, scout leader, whatever. What's your title with all your stuff you brought with you? She's brought a picnic.
Yes, be prepared is my motto. I have a 10-pence piece and a piece of string in my bag, always.
Piece of string for what purpose?
I've no idea.
Keep your socks up.
But we had to have it. And they would check. I had a little, well, my parents used to smoke, so my dad used to smoke tobacco. So I used to have a baccy tin and I had my 10p in there, a bit of string, pencil and a bit of paper.
Sorted. 10p so you could phone home?
Yes, in case of an emergency.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I remember, I can't put a use to the piece of string at the moment.
No. You might need to tie something up, tourniquet, anything.
That'd
hold
be
a tent
wicked
up.
Wicked tourniquet.
It'd be great, wouldn't it? Well, you'd be alive. You know,
that's well, yeah, ish, yeah.
Cool. Ben, welcome back to
the show.
Thanks for staying.
I'm looking forward to all the snacks and treats that Kim's brought in. This is a celebration final show for sure.
But very healthy celebration, Kim.
Of course.
Well,
lots
I have
of fruit.
To say,
I like it.
I went round Sainsbury's. Am I allowed to say that? Yeah. I went round the supermarket.
Other superstores are available.
They are. And I was with my little trolley, I was thinking, would Denise approve of this? Would Ben approve of this?
I brought the chocolate in.
So I avoided cream cakes.
Did you? Yeah, I don't tend to eat those.
No.
Don't even come into my field of vision. I don't see them anymore when I'm going around the supermarket. That's quite interesting.
Really?
Yeah.
Because they have neon lights and flash and
do
speak
they?
To me.
Big
when
arrows.
I'm in the supermarket. Oh, yeah. Eat me.
Yeah.
And yeah, a mince pie or a chocolate brownie with a big dollop of clotted cream on the top.
Oh, yeah.
You know, homemade, of course.
Chocolate
healthy,
brownie,
of course. Yeah. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
I could go for that
any day of the week.
I have possibly one mince pie a season. That would be me done. And we don't do Christmas cake. I've stopped doing it because it goes in the bin. Or Christmas pudding.
Well, I'm the only one that eats all of that.
Yeah,
so I never buy them unless I specifically want to eat six mince pies or
exactly.
a cake.
Last year I whittled it down to four gluten-free mince pies and three of them went in the bin.
Aww.
There's only one got eaten. No one in the house likes them.
Oh.
We're big cheese board people. We put those out, lots of fruit and grapes and stuff like that. So the family like that. I eat the grapes, they eat the cheese, and I do a lot of chocolate stuff. Bye, Lorraine. Lorraine Salisbury leaving the building. She will be back with you next week. She's got a big Christmas show on Tuesday the 20th, I think the date is. So do stay tuned for her next week. Well, how are you? You're still a bit croaky, Kim.
Yeah,
croaky
I am
Kim.
A little bit croaky Kim. Yes.
Not quite sure where that's going, but yes.
No.
you're way better than you were last week.
Oh, tons better. And I'm tons better than I was a few days before last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe I've got quite a robust immune system from all those years of working in intensive care and suctioning and being sprayed with sputum and
all sorts of
things.
Body fluids, yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Best image ever in my head that was then.
Oh, well, if you like images about sputum, let me tell you about when I worked on a respiratory ward.
Later, yes. Yeah, have a little talk later together. Take all the food out and the drink and sit at a table and have a nice chat together.
Yes.
Cool. Okay, let's have a show, shall we? So I came to me either yesterday or the day before, I can't remember when I sent you the message, that if each of us chose two things from this last year of being on the radio, what would we choose? You know, things that had influenced us in some way. So Ben, have you got two things?
I've got two things. And the first one, Denise, is you.
Oh,
because
I was not expecting that. Thank you very much.
No, I know. and it's great. There's no creeping, but Denise is blushing now. There's a red bag in the corner that she could hide next to you quite nicely right now. And it's you.
Because you
brought, first of all, you know, all the time I've spent here with you and just becoming comfortable being in this space and getting to talk so much about the things that we love, but also for bringing Access Bars into my life and for introducing me to Access and giving me connection into that. And it's the beginning of a transition that's showing some serious acceleration in both personal and professional life. And and so you are the first thing that came to mind.
Why,
that this year has brought and made a really big difference for me. So so first of all, and especially as this is the last Diet, Health and Fitness, and you know, this is the show that I've come on the most, which has been really good, and so I'm ever so grateful to you for
and
that.
And you're setting up your own little channel with these shows, aren't you, so people can actually go and listen to them again?
Yep. Yeah, so they can actually just, all of the shows that I've been on here on Callan FM, you can find in my blog. So that's bencolder.co.uk in the blog section. And also you'll find them on my YouTube channel, which is Integral Patterning. So you can and you can access either one of those. And if you go to the blog, it will take you to the YouTube page anyway.
Yeah.
So and there's some of those on SoundCloud as well. So you can also find them on the Bencolder SoundCloud channel. But because there was a bit of a maximum storage capacity there,
yeah.
They're all slowly getting shifted over onto the YouTube channel because they'll let me do it for free.
Yeah, because YouTube's kind. Thank you, YouTube, and other platforms. There's lots of them available. Blah, 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 blah. Before I forget what I'm supposed to say. So, and also the photographs that have been taken here as well. So folks will be able to recognise you and find out more about me from that.
My beautiful smiley face. You've captured me wonderfully. Thank you.
I particularly like the one I took last week that, yeah, I put up on through Instagram to Facebook and Twitter today. So it just had you in that moment and you look fab.
Thank you.
Yeah, so you're welcome. Kim, have you got one before we ask Ben for his second?
I found it really difficult because there's been so many interesting things for me. I think possibly one of the things would be the exposure to people that work in different areas, which I wouldn't have had before. So I come from a science background as a nurse and, you know, doing research now. And it's been wonderful for me to meet people that have different perspectives, different philosophies on living and their therapy. So it's broadened my perspective hugely. And I haven't been at all sceptical about any of it, which is, you know, from a science point of view, you know, where's the evidence? I want the proof. And actually that hasn't come into it. They've kind of felt like truths. So there's something very quite deep within me that sort of resonated with the people that I've met through being here and the stories and things that I've heard.
Yeah, beautifully said. Thank you. Sort of encapsulates a lot of the sort of thing that happens for me as well. And I have to say that one of the things I often say is that having this radio show, Empowerment Hour, and this one has been one of the best forms of networking I've ever done. And as someone who likes the one-to-one with someone rather than the massive group, it's perfect. So if you think that you're a little bit you know, quiet and shy, which I used to call myself, the radio really helps to broaden things. You know, just having that chat with someone, playing the music you like, that they like, it just sets up this great atmosphere for everyone to have fun,
yeah,
and enjoy themselves and to find things out from other people as well. So much information other people have that you don't have. And I scribble stuff down, right, I must get that book, must look that up, must do this. You know, don't do half of it, I don't have time. But yeah, so it's really cool. So I would like to say thank you to both of you, because as a contribution to the show that you've been, the readiness with which you've shown up, you know, and there's never been a falter from either of you in terms of what we're going to talk about, even if we're not sure. We've brought the show together every single time and it's just been fabulous. So thank you for that. And while we're on thank yous, I'd like to thank everybody who chose to be here throughout the year. So you chose some of the guests, Kim, you and Kirsty, when I was on holiday doing the show, you know.
We haven't been asked to do that again, have we?
I've not been on holiday since, have I?
Sorry?
I understood about the DJ names now as well.
Oh, you get it now.
Yeah, sure. I didn't quite get that at first. But
yeah, we can't explain one of the DJ names on air, but you and Kirsty had DJ names and I had one behind the scenes, which we can't broadcast. Because there's a swear word in it.
Not that you'd imagine that from Denise at all.
People are surprised when I swear.
I love
always. I think, why? I'm a girl from Manchester, you know. It's just it's what we do. I'm no saint, that's for sure. What else was I going to say? So we've had some lovely people on the show. Ben, you've been with us. We've had Darren Campbell-Jones.
Kirstie.
I had a list in my head. It's gone now.
Nikki.
So we had Kirsty Percival, Nikki Miller. and many, many, many more. And we are so grateful to each and every one of you for the contribution that you've been to this show, to the listeners, and to this radio station. And I'm so glad that you so readily come in, giving us your interesting point of view on whatever subject it's been that we've been discussing. So, yeah, big whoop to everybody that took part. Yeah. And Lorraine's going to do a great job. Her show is going to be on from January 12th in this hour, and it's going to be called Happy Talk. So I'm sure we're all going to be guests on that show. We're just going to be turning up regardless, because it's what we're used to doing, whether she wants us or not.
Absolutely.
With our happy news stories. It's Christmas for us in the studio. There's no tinsel, though. Where's the tinsel?
And no Christmas jumpers.
No Christmas jumpers. Is it Christmas jumper Friday tomorrow?
Yeah. Oh, okay. I'll have to fish
I've never
mine
owned
out.
A Christmas jumper, I'll be honest.
I've only got a rude one.
Have you?
Yeah.
No, I haven't even got a rude one.
I've bought one this year for the first time. It's got, obviously, it's got little dogs on it, wearing little Christmas coats.
Oh.
Yeah. So we're going to wear it this year for the first time.
There you go, Denise. That's your mission for the afternoon, is to go and find yourself a Christmas jumper.
Maybe not. I'm not really bothered, I'll be honest. I love Christmas. I actually love doing Christmas. I enjoy all the people coming round. I love the food. I love creating the food and setting the scene in the house. So I don't know if I've told you, but I've got, because we're not getting the Christmas tree until Sunday, just the way things have panned out, I've put a Sylvanian family's house up in the lounge, and I've got a little Sylvanian family Christmas tree and a little rabbit in a red outfit, and I put what was wool that looks like tinsel around the Christmas tree, and I've got tinsel that I've stuck, that isn't tinsel, it's wool, that I've stuck to the outside of the house and put bits of cotton wool, nice stuff all over it so it looks like it's snowing.
Wow.
I have great fun. And there's lights on the inside, and next week when I'm doing my admin, she says, doing the finger thing for those comma things, I'll be playing with the Sylvanian house and sending them off to do things, and the relatives are coming to stay and things like that. Because I like that.
So have you got any other decorations up?
No, not yet. No.
So it'll all happen
on Sunday. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's a load of Evie's friends from the theatre coming over. I'm making them a big curry, and we're watching Disney films, and they're helping me do the tree.
Eggnog.
Lovely.
Love it. They're driving, so they won't be drinking, and they don't actually like to drink during a season because they know how it affects their health. Mm. So they save it all up. Yeah, do
very
it later.
Very responsible of them, sort of.
Yeah, but this is their job. It'd be like if we went on duty as nurses, you know, drunk and hungover. You just can't do your job. It's not safe.
No.
And the theatres are places, certainly backstage, that an awful lot can go wrong.
Yeah.
And so they look after themselves and take their jobs, their roles very responsibly. Mm. And good for them. In their early 20s and already like that. I think it took me a lot longer to get that responsible. But there you go. Okay, so let's have a little chat about one other thing that's made a difference for you this year. So if we do it on a health basis, so Ben, you've got one thing that you love to do.
I love it. It's my Qigong. So I've been really lucky this year in that I've had my brother visit with me twice this year, and every time he comes, it's always kind of an upgrade in practice. Because we can't just do things normally, you know, we don't get home at the end of the day and watch TV. He's like, let's try this technique, show me this, you know. And so there's this constant exchange of practice, and so we always kind of increase our practice levels during those times. And so I've had two periods of 5 weeks with him this year, and so we've really kind of upped the practice. This year has been the first year that I've had the full five element workshops in for the seasons. So every at the start of the shift of every season, there's been a Qigong day specifically for practice and helping each of those organs within the body and really enhancing stuff. And those really make a big difference. I mean, we only did the winter one weekend before last, and it was fantastic. Just taking all that energy for the water element and the winter and just clearing stuff through, and I just feel it in my body. I'm more and more robust and more healthy, and you know, when I'm watching everybody at this time of year kind of starting almost to deteriorate as they head towards the Christmas break, because the pressure of the season and the stress is building.
That's the expectation, isn't it?
Sure.
That has got to happen to you.
Yeah, whereas I'm revving up.
Yeah.
You know, if anything, the fact that I know that a week today is my last working day, and I'm gearing up, I'm revving up, because then the free time means that we're out and we're doing stuff, and so I'm really, really looking forward to that. So I just use the practice to give me that platform for making sure that the body's flowing and feeling great.
I think when I think about you, Kim, I think about everything you do with your dogs and, you know, the fun you have and the not so much fun at times as well. You know, when they go running off and you're chasing them.
Yes.
It's hilarious. I'm glad it's not me.
Yeah, my little one's not very good. She runs out of the ring and joins the nearest family that she can get to. But yeah, my big boy, he's grade five. He's age seven. So we've got a full year ahead of agility. We're training throughout the winter. I'm doing new things with him all the time. He's so clever. My little one is clever, but she chooses not to use it. She's a princess. So it's a little bit frustrating, really, because she's got so much potential. I know what she's capable of, but she chooses not to do it. But my friend's got a little puppy in Airedale, so I have a cunning plan. This little Airedale's going to follow through. We've talked about it. So when he's old enough, I'm going to start training him up to do agility, which will be amazing.
Aren't Airedales quite willful?
Oh,
are they good to train?
Well, I've never seen an Airedale do agility.
Mm.
But then I've got crossbreeds, and my crossbreeds had never done... There weren't any others like them that had done agility first. So, you know, I'm pushing the boundaries.
Do it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. My neighbours across the road had one. He was called Spencer. Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
What a willful dog.
Yeah.
In the whole 9 years they had him, he ruled them.
Well, Hugo's quite stubborn and willful, so I think that I'm hoping that I'll be, you know, man enough, as it were, to manage this little puppy. But already, if you pick him up and move him, and he doesn't want to be moved, he'll growl.
Mm.
So, you know, you've got to be alpha male from day one with an Airedale. They're the king of terriers, aren't they? Mm. Airedales, yeah,
they are.
Yeah, so I'm
well, they think they are as well.
Well, they do, yes. So I've got to train my friend to train her dog.
Yeah.
So that I can train him in agility.
Yeah.
So it's all new for her because she's never had a puppy before either. What a puppy to start on. Yeah. Such a willful animal.
Yeah, well, I'm sure there's an awful lot of psychology we could go into on that subject, but let's leave that for today. Anything else for you this year, Kim? Anything that's been happening for you?
I've been practicing mindfulness meditation for 7 years. And if we're talking specifically about this last year, what's been really good for me has been the meditation group that I do. And it's grown from only having two people. You know, I've got a steady core of people that come every month now, and it's growing, which is wonderful. So I've got people that have meditated for 20 odd years. I've got people that have never done it before, and we have a lot of fun. I do mindful movements. I do a bit of Qigong as well, a bit of Tai Chi and some yoga type things. It just sort of mixes it up a bit. I don't think people quite appreciate that you can meditate whilst doing stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't have to be, you know, Qigong. It could be making a cup of tea. So,
it's that present, being in the moment.
Yeah. That's been really lovely for me, is, you know, connecting with other people.
Yeah, cool.
That's that old classic Zen statement, isn't it? That before enlightenment, I chopped wood and carried water. And after enlightenment, I chopped wood and carried water.
Yes!
You know,
yes!
So that no matter what it is that you're doing, it's all done with that kind of presence and dissolving to anything but the present moment.
Yeah, not doing, as they say in Taoism.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Way,
I think,
way.
Yeah, and for me, while we're on the subject of the sort of more therapeutic things, it would be the access consciousness. Having been to so many courses this year, that my energy around my clients has really changed. Mm. And Access Bars started it off for me, changed me. I just had to be like the ambassador for the area and get it out there. And I'm just so delighted to say that I'm heading up towards having trained nearly 100 people now in the last 18 months. And it's just like, oh, I'm so grateful, one, to Access Consciousness, and two, to everybody that gets it and wants more of it, and, you know, wants it as a therapy, as a treatment, and as a practitioner. And then slowly people are actually wanting to teach it themselves. So Ben, you're going to go on and teach it, aren't you, at your centre? And it's so, there's something so, I'm going to use the word rewarding, I don't think that's the right word, but for me, the end of a day where I start, because if I'm going somewhere, I might be packing the car up or whatever. So, for instance, a couple of weeks ago, I was on Anglesey. So I was leaving home at 8 in the morning to get there, to get set up, to welcome everyone home at 8:30 at night. Long day, in theory. I loved it.
Yeah.
It didn't feel like a long day. You know, I got home, I fed myself, I watched a bit of telly, did some knitting, and I still didn't need to go to bed. And there's just something so revitalizing about it, the whole thing. And yes, I didn't get my bars run because I'm teaching it, but there's something about the energy and watching other people and the relaxation that their bodies get from just lying down on a Saturday afternoon when they wouldn't normally do that, and they get their heads touched in a certain way that they just know they've let go of something, and they don't need to know what it is, they don't need to know in words what it is, they just know. And it's just marvellous. God, what else can I say about it? Yeah, I love it. More of that, please. So I'm going on. I will be a fully qualified, certified facilitator by the end of March.
Wow.
So exciting. So it's, I'll be in Rome for that. Ooh, even more exciting.
What a place to get it, yeah.
I know. Yeah, and that's because they do the certified facilitator training 3 times a year. So they do it in Europe. And it's in Rome next year. They will do it in America, and they will do it somewhere over Asia way. So usually Australia. They like Noosa in particular, so often over that way. And then who knows where I'm going from there. I don't yet. I just, that's my target for, you know, for the moment, and we'll
so
go from there.
Will you be
there.
Tying it in with a holiday whilst you're in Rome?
Maybe not, because it will be a whole week. By the time I've travelled and come back, it's 5 days, of course. Right. So travelling one either end, it is a whole week. So there's quite a long time to be away from a business whilst changing that business at the same time. So no, I doubt it. And not in March anyway, because it hasn't quite warmed up over there yet. So no. Hopefully enough. I will get to see some of Rome, but the training days will be quite long. So we shall see.
Lovely.
So we're looking forward to next year. I'm about to lose my headphones. No, they're on my head. There we go. And what we're all going to be doing. So what are we going to be doing, Ben, next year? 2017, bring it on.
Well, do you know what, I'm going to travel. I've got some stuff to go away. Because for me, one of the best things in life is experience. Mm. So one of the things that enriches my life and makes me feel as good as I can be is getting away and traveling. And there's a couple of things I'm doing. In January, I'm off away on a secret long weekend break somewhere. This is my Christmas gift from my partner, and I have no idea where I'm going yet.
How exciting.
Somewhere.
Do you know which currency you need? Would that give a clue?
It would give a clue. I will find out on Christmas Day, but as of yet, okay. I don't know. And then in February, I'm taking my partner away somewhere secretly, and I know that she's potentially listening to this show. I'm not going to drop any hints about what currency she might need. And then in March, we've got a trip planned to go to Spain so we can go climbing, because thankfully we've got people over there that we can go and stay with. So we're going to go and spend a week in Costa Blanca climbing, which will be absolutely amazing, because there's nothing like the limestone out there. You can do climbing that you can't even imagine. And I'm really looking forward, actually, to making sure that it's the time out of work. Plus, I've got more festivals and events that we're planning to attend with the centre and with my own practice. And I just love being out in some of these beautiful country spaces. And the Eden Festival's one that I've been doing for years up in Dumfries. And it's in this amazing parkland, loads of really old oak trees, beautiful hills, lovely river that every evening after I finish work, I go and find the secret sauna. I have a sauna and then I jump in the river and, and, you know, and it just washes the whole day. day away and then I can go and dance all night. So, you know, I'm really looking forward to having those experiences.
Sounds cool. Mm. Kim?
Oh, well.
You're off to see people.
Yes, I am. So in May, I am hoping to see Bob Dylan. He's coming to Liverpool. I am also going to Berlin to see Aerosmith, which will be quite exciting. I've got agility stuff going on, but personally, professionally, the biggest thing for me next year is going to be tackling the NHS ethical procedures for my research study.
We wish you all the very best with that.
I've sort of blocked out a year to jump through all the hoops. It's really, really tough.
Yeah.
So there's two different layers to it. So I've got the university ethical board that I need to get through first, and then there's two layers within the NHS that I need to get through. So,
do you know, if there's one thing I've learned about you over this year is how tenacious you are, and I just think that you are going to do it. I'd give it. I wouldn't even go there. I just wouldn't do it.
Yeah, sure. Overwhelmed. You know, just hearing
it's just like, no, that's not for me.
I know.
But I just get how you could do it. I really do.
It's you say tenacious. I say bloody minded.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, similar.
Tenacious is the loving word for it, though.
It gets me into lots of trouble, my tenacity, and it also gets me out of trouble.
Yeah.
So I'm thankful for it. Yes, I'm sure I could do.
Oh, I see it as a positive.
Yeah.
I really do.
I think the potential for my research is huge. So I think that it's the right thing to do. And it is going to be really hard to get through the NHS ethics. But I think it's so important to give people with chronic pain a voice.
Mm.
And I'm hoping that from the research that I do, which is looking at how our self-concept changes over time with chronic pain, that I'll be able to come up with some sort of training for counsellors and people that work with people with chronic pain. Because people don't know. They don't know what it's like.
Mm.
And, you know, as a counsellor, I know what I'm doing with someone with depression. I know what I'm doing with anxiety. I know what I'm doing with bereavement. I know what I'm doing with pain because I have pain and I've had a background working in pain management. But there are lots of people out there that don't understand what chronic pain is at a physiological level, let alone a psychological level. So I'm hoping that I will use this research to get a voice out there.
Mm.
Maybe change policy. I don't know. That's a big ambition, isn't it?
I reckon you can do it. No problem.
That's amazing, actually. Yeah. Someone I was talking to the other day said that in numerology terms, so if anyone follows numerology, apologies if this isn't exactly right, but I think it went something like this, that this, when you add up numbers, so 2016 adds up to 9, 6, 2016 adds up to 9, and that's the ending of things. So when you add up 2017, you get 10, but you take the naught off, it goes back to 1. So 2017 is new beginnings.
Ooh.
So we're starting again on that journey, which I find quite fascinating because I do feel like that. I do feel like I've been doing so much stuff to get me to this point, and it's like, okay, what don't I want now? And I'm just so ready to let stuff go. And it's just so easy.
It's really interesting.
There's a simplicity to it this year.
Because I've written you and Tracy thank you cards. And actually, the spirit of those thank you cards is saying it doesn't feel like an ending. It feels like there's something new that's happening. So, yeah, maybe there's that sort of energy that's going around.
Yeah, which is what I'm sensing. Mm. And that's how it's working for me. And then when somebody said that, I thought, yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
That works for me as well. So picking up on different energies as they're creating themselves and going, yeah, I get that energy. I'm following that one. Thank you. I'll have that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. For me, end of January, I'm just delighted that Pablo Spall, Ben, you know Pablo, is coming to Chester to do the first, I don't think there's ever been another one, and nobody's telling me there has, the first actual cacao ceremony.
Mm.
So I don't quite know what to expect, but I like the guy. I've only met him once.
You're going to have a great
time. I love his chocolate.
It will be a fantastic evening, and I'm actually just gutted that that's the weekend that I'm away on my mystery trip. But I am going to strongly encourage you to have more so that I can come and attend those and enjoy those as well.
Yeah, no, I'm really looking forward to it and hoping to get to one, which I think will be in Shrewsbury in January. Mm-hmm. There's one this Friday, which I can't make, but he's got one before mine in Shrewsbury on the 12th, I think it is. If that's a Thursday, then he's doing it then. So looking forward to going finding out what he does, how he does it, what he does it with, and all of that sort of thing. And it was interesting that beginning of this year, I was asking, how can I take my love of chocolate and create something with it? And I knew I didn't want to make chocolate. I knew there was something about it that I'm not meant to actually be the processor of the chocolate making. But do you know what? I've done, I think, 3 talks using chocolate as an analogy for other things in life this year, and they've gone down really well. And I've got one booked in for next year. And then I've got this cacao ceremony. And it's like, well, how does chocolate get any better than that? It's just fabulous.
It doesn't. Pablo's chocolate is heaven.
If you want to look up Pablo Spall, his company's called Forever Cacao. And he's just such a lovely guy. Really super guy. So we are in the last few moments now of the last Diet, Health and Fitness show. But we're fine, aren't we?
Yeah, always will be.
Christmas is coming. Of course we're fine. So, Ben, you had an idea in that song. What shall we just finish this show off with?
Just something for all of you to go out and do next year to stay healthy. And I'm going to drop it straight in there because you know I love it. Practice some Qigong.
Yeah.
But actually, it doesn't matter what you practice, but just do something every day for your health. A little bit of stretching, a little bit of movement, a little bit of breathing. Do something.
A little bit of breathing. Just
a little bit. Of breathing. A little bit of breathing. You know, the more you can do, the better. But do something physical. Help your body move.
Cool. Kim, what about you?
Well, I'm going to say meditate and walk. And if you don't have a dog to walk yourself, borrow someone else's.
Yeah, or go to a dog charity.
Do some dog sitting or something like that.
Absolutely, because getting outside is just so good for your mental health as well as your physical health.
Yeah.
Actually, there's been some research that has looked at the process of just walking. It doesn't have to be outside or anywhere pretty in particular, but just walking actually reduces all those feel-good stuff.
Yeah, it does, because you see something that's greater than you and it just takes you out of your head, is my interpretation of what happens to me. And so I love that. So I could do a million and one things to this. So I'm going to do, I think, 3 things here. So
no, that's not fair. You said we only had one.
Shut up. I can shut the desk. Who's in charge of the desk?
You've only got time for 2 now, don't you?
Yeah, I know. So drink more water. Drink plenty of water. Get your bars run. And practice gratitude every single day for everything, no matter how good, bad or otherwise in between it is. Just be grateful that it's come your way and shown you something that you can change or keep the same. It's all about a choice.
Absolutely.
Cool. So thank you too so much. Kim, thank you for everything you've brought into the studio. It's fabulous.
Thank you, yeah.
I can see Tracy's ready outside to come in for talking business. And I will be back on January the 12th for the first empowerment show of 2017. Get my dates right. So say bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.